division to play. The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The headline of 5 hours. $50 million United States dollars aid cut sparks outcry over corruption in health sector. EIZ launches rebranding campaign to enhance global competitiveness. And Pope Leo XIV celebrates fresh mass in Sistine Chapel.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Mooney.
Another news in detail. The Community Action Against Corruption has attributed the withdrawal of the United States annual aid of $50 million to the Ministry of Health to what it describes as a dysfunctional and docile anti-corruption commission, ACC. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Temple says the ACC has focused disproportionately on corruption cases involving the previous administration, while allegedly turning a blind eye to what he called unprecedented, mechanized corruption under the current administration. Mr. Temple said the U.S. government's revelations of theft and corruption within the Ministry of Health are clear evidence that corruption remains widespread in the country, contrary to the narrative being promoted by the ACC and what he termed compromised civil society organizations seeking to mislead the public with claims that corruption is declining.
The Anti-Corruption Commission and these other institutions paid a blind eye to this. All what they knew was to focus on corruption of the past regime and punishing those people who served in the previous regime. But you know, corruption should be fought both backwards and forwards. But there was lack of interest in attending to corruption allegations emerging in the current regime, and the consequences are these. And I think it's too late to mitigate this situation. We should just get ready for all the consequences that will come with this. The Anti-Corruption Commission, if it was a strong, committed institution, would have presented this. And this also points to the reality about the attempt by the Anti-Corruption Commission and other civil society organizations painting a picture that corruption has gone down in the current regime.
And the Center for Reproductive Health and Education, CRHE, has demanded for the immediate publication of forensic audit findings from the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, conducted after medical supplies were discovered in a private warehouse in the Sparta's Material area. CRHE Executive Director Amos Mwale says the Zambian people and international donors have a right to know how public health resources are managed, and any further delay undermines trust in the health system.
We urge the government to immediately take action on the recommendations that different stakeholders and partners have made. We need to ensure that the leadership, including the president, who is the head of state, that he commits to taking action forward. It's embarrassing that the ambassador even mentioned the number of times they met, the 3 times meeting, the huge number for something not to be resolved. This also shows that the government did not take the cooperating partners serious when they expressed the concerns. We are aware that the president last year, for 2023, issued 10 warnings to those that were culprits. But this has shown that nothing has been taken.
Meanwhile, Caritas Zambia Director Father Diego Mapulanga has implored citizens to embrace a culture of honesty and integrity, adding that the theft of medicines is not only a crime, but a grave moral failing that undermines the well-being of communities. And Ponte Alliance spokesperson Sean Temple has alleged that one of the major reasons behind the government's inability to curb corruption in the medical supply chain is the appointment of individuals closely connected to President Hagan de Hichilema or the UPND party.
As Ponte Alliance, it is our strong belief that the main reason the UPND government is failing to fight corruption and theft of medicines in the supply chain is because the majority of the people that have been appointed to senior positions in the entire medical supply chain are either friends, relatives, or children of friends and relatives to President Hakainde Hichilema or party cadres of the UPND party due to these close relations, which most of the offending culprits share with the president, his UPND party, they feel untouchable and above the law.
The Engineering Institute of Zambia, EIZ, has launched a bold rebranding campaign aimed at repositioning the institution as a modern, dynamic, and globally competitive professional body. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting, EIZ President Engineer Wesley Kaluwa has announced the start of the initiative, which he defined as part of a broader 7-point strategic plan to revamp the institution's image and deepen its role in national development. Engineer Kaluwa has emphasized the importance of inclusive participation, urging members to actively contribute their insights to ensure the process reflects the collective vision of the engineering community. Engineer Kaluwa has also highlighted major milestones achieved by the Institute, including the progress towards accreditation by the International Engineering Alliance, IEA.
They have been an awesome chance to revitalize our brand. The institution through our communications and public relations department is going to make it greater. This initiative is embodied in our 7-point plan under strategic objective number 5, which is to revitalize our brand, to boost the brand of EIZ by creating a new and differentiated corporate brand identity in the minds of members, stakeholders, and the general public.
The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has criticized individuals endorsing former President Edgar Lungu, accusing them of prioritizing personal gain over the welfare of the Zambian people. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Party President Leslie Chikwete has expressed disappointment with what he described as blind loyalty to a leader who once admitted to having no vision. Mr. Chikwete has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for what he called tangible progress since assuming office, pointing to initiatives such as the introduction of school feeding programs and a more structured approach to combating corruption. He has reaffirmed RPP's support for President Hichilema ahead of the 2026 general elections, pledging continued backing for leadership that promotes development, transparency, and good governance.
We have observed ongoing confusion in the so-called opposition alliance, which is rooted not in vision or unity, but in selfless ambition and the worship of one man's will. Their loyalty, unfortunately, is to one man's money, not to the people. And this man is former president, of course, Edgar Lungu. Former president Edgar Lungu publicly admitted that he had no personal gain, and yet these people are constantly making him their symbol of national hope.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Brenda Tambatamba, has relaunched the Zambia Japan Management and Technical Association, JAMTA, along with its 2025-2027 strategic plan aimed at strengthening Zambia's human resource base. Speaking during the launch, Ms. Tambatamba said the relaunch is timely and aligns with the government's vision under the 8th National Development Plan, which emphasizes human capital development and the creation of a skilled and decent workforce. She has noted that this initiative will support the government's broader development goals, reaffirming the government's commitment to backing programs that contribute to sustainable and inclusive progress through capacity building. Japanese Ambassador to Zambia, Takeuchi Kazuyuki, has hailed the launch as a significant milestone.